Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm April.
And this is Two Chicks Talking Flicks.
And anything else that gets in the mix.
So, April, we missed last week.
We sure did. I wonder why.
So the Rona came back.
Yep. She strikes again.
Yeah. You know, it's shocking because I see my friends on Facebook and Instagram, whatever, just like living it up, not wearing masks, just being whatever, out in the world, socializing. I literally picked up my grandpa. He had a raspy voice. And I was like, Grandpa, you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. I didn't even realize my voice was like that because he hadn't talked to anybody all day. And I got him in the car. I put my mask on because I was like, you know, just in case. We hang out. I take him over to my family's house. There were six of us. We were all separated, you know, doing the right thing, all that stuff. I washed my hands. I didn't even sit by him. I was the first person to get sick from him. But other people got him sick. We didn't know. We were all sitting there thinking that all of us just had allergies.
Yeah.
And then someone put it together and was like, wait, you also have allergies? You have allergies? And you have allergies? Like, this doesn't make sense. So later that day, I felt like ass. Got tested. Was positive. And yeah, so like a whole bunch of us. So all but two people that were there got sick. Three of us tested positive. One person didn't test and the other two were fine. So
what's so interesting is that around that same time, another friend of mine got sick. And I didn't find out till like a week later when we spoke. She's like, oh yeah, I'm at home. You know, I got the Rona. I was like, you didn't say anything. She's like, I'm actually quite fine. I just have, I had terrible headaches when it started. But that was the worst of it for her, was the terrible headaches. She did get her brother sick. He felt worse, but it never became serious. I was more concerned for her just because she's not vaccinated. Like her family is not vaccinated. I know they're, it's not that they don't believe in it, it's that they're scared of it. So,
well, as someone who's had it twice now, two different versions of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I had the first incantation of it in 2020. That one, I was sick for a lot longer. I felt shittier for a lot longer. But it still wasn't as bad. I would have to say that this one, for the time that I had it, was way worse, like congestion wise, than the last time. Like the last time I was fearful that I might, cause I always get bronchitis. Anytime I get like a sinus infection, it always turns to bronchitis. So I was terrified to get Corona, because of that. I was afraid it was going to get into my chest and I was going to get pneumonia and, you know, I could die. Yeah. Like it's a possibility.
Yeah.
And so I was very scared about that. But the first time I actually had a cough and it was barely anything. This time I didn't have a cough, but I was so terribly congested. Like I'm surprised stuff wasn't coming out of my ears. Like it was, I just was so, so congested. And the headaches are insane. They are really, really bad. But after like 3 or 4 days, they all went away and that was fine. So, you know, hey, you live, you learn, you get it again.
It's so rampant this time.
Yeah.
I don't have enough fingers in my hand to name all of the people I know that got infected this last month. Really?
I already signed up for those 4 free tests. So we're waiting for those to come in, you know, just in case we need to test. But April.
Yes.
We did go see a movie, but to ease anybody's fears, it was A, not at a movie theater. And B, you and I were in separate vehicles.
Yes.
Even though it'd been like 10 days since I tested positive, we still wanted to be sure to be safe. So we had a COVID car and we had a non-COVID car. And my sister and I stayed in our vehicle, 6 feet away from your vehicle. Mm-hmm. We hardly interacted. It was cold, but we were at the drive-in and I had a blast.
I did too. I want to go back. It was so much fun.
I haven't been to a drive-in since I was in high school.
Well, for me, it was childhood. Like, yeah. I have not been in a drive-thru since childhood.
It was so much fun.
It was.
I could have done without all the other screens, like, bugging me. But other than that, like, I really enjoyed it.
Same. We'll definitely put movies back on the agenda at the drive-thru.
Yes, yes. Because
we've avoided so many movies this year.
I know. It sucks. Mm-hmm. But April, our biggest question, are we alone?
Are you talking about aliens?
There are people among us. No. On this podcast today, are we alone?
I do remember someone clicking in earlier. Who could that be?
Oh, hey, maybe it's our friend Grace. Grace, are you there?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So our friend from across the pond, Grace, you were here for our first Scream review, and we wanted to bring you back on for the newest one. So tell us, how'd you go see it?
I saw it at the normal cinema because we don't really have drive-thrus over here at this time of year. I mean, it only started happening really during lockdown. So obviously people couldn't go out, so they started doing the odd drive-thru. But yeah, just on my own, the best.
were you afraid? Because I know when we went and saw Spider-Man, that was the first movie we saw in 2 years. And
oh my gosh.
I was like, I regret this so much.
Somebody was coughing and Sarah was just freaking out.
And then a week later, you know, I get coronavirus. So I feel like I was allowed to freak out. Did I get it from her? Don't know.
No, it was actually really good. It was pretty like the cinema I go to, it's quite quiet anyway. So there's no one near you, like four front, four behind next to you. So it's all good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is that something that the theater like implements, like social distancing, or you just went at the right time?
No, I just went at the right time. I don't really like going to the cinema when it's busy, especially when it's like a big horror film coming out. Because I feel like you've got like a lot of bratty teenagers. All they want to do is like take pictures of it when it comes on the screen and talk. And I'm just like, I haven't got time for that. I will go out and complain. I am a Karen at the cinema. I will not lie. I paid for it.
Exactly. I noticed that April had mentioned, and me and Susan, my sister and I, were in our own vehicle and we were definitely talking. I guess like the being in your own vehicle allows you to talking more about the movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you have freedom. Yeah.
I was quite vocal with this film.
And I've been to lots of movies with April and she doesn't ever talk. Like we'll say something every once in a while, but
yeah, like amongst yourself, whisper.
Yeah. Did you go by yourself or?
What, me?
Yeah.
100%. I don't really like going to the cinema with other people, to be honest. I'm quite antisocial when it comes to that. If people ask me questions, I'm like, no, wait for my review. Give me some more clicks. Like, it's brutal.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you were safe. You made it unscathed, unlike myself. But so, I didn't really get to take notes because, you know, again, we were in public watching a movie.
Yeah.
But I have actually went and searched out other reviews of Scream since I saw it, just because I wanted other people's takes.
No, I sat here and simmered for the past 3 days.
Yeah.
Mad.
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 Ooh, I'm very excited to hear your take on that. So were any of you happy with how the movie was?
I overall, as a massive Scream fan, I think I was going to defend it even if I didn't like it, but I was surprised, but pleasantly at that. I was happy. There's a couple little bits here and there, but is any film completely ever perfect? No.
I personally, I wasn't sure how I felt about it. And then I watched listened to the reviews of other people on YouTube and I was like, okay, no, I liked it. I definitely liked it. And it actually makes me excited to get another one. So
for me, it was very promising. Several instances, I wanted it to go in places that it did not go to.
Yeah.
So I feel, obviously you're always going to want things from movies and it doesn't happen. I get that. But the nostalgia and them bringing up the first movie, I felt like, oh, they're going to take it there with this movie, you know, and they did it. And I was just very upset. It's like, you keep bringing this up, but then you don't take me there, you know?
We'll have to dive in a little bit more on, on what you mean. But so I want the listeners to know, we are not a spoil-free podcast. I can't say that enough. Mm-hmm. If you do not want to know what happens in this movie, you should turn off, because we are going to tell you everything about this movie.
That we remember.
Yeah. And there are some major plot points that you're not going to want to have spoiled. So, you know, this is your time to turn it off. I mean, I don't want you to go away. Come back. Listen to it after you're done watching the movie. But so I saw some things, or, you know, when reviewing it, listening to some other YouTubers, they brought up some stuff that I didn't even notice. There was one thing I did, but I wasn't for sure. So, you know, they brought back people from the past, right?
Should we do a synopsis?
Well, we'll get there. But did you guys, I know we saw who we saw, but did you hear anybody from the past?
Yes, two people.
No.
Yeah. So who are those two people, Grace?
So we have Matthew Lillard, Jew. And then we've Drew Barrymore, Casey Becker, the voiceovers.
Yes.
No.
And Randy as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the two times that the time you hear Matthew Lillard is at the party, when he said, like, someone says to Amber, they say like something about the house, like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that nice house.
Yeah, nice house. That was Matthew Lillard. When someone says, someone's dad's here, break him at the party, that was Randy.
Oh.
And then
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and then the announcement from the principal, that was Drew Barrymore. So I thought
I could have been talking in this moment.
So when the announcement, I was like, who's voice is that? Like, I knew it, and I couldn't figure out, like, who it was, because I wasn't expecting to hear Drew Barrymore. So in my head, it wasn't Drew Barrymore, but I did notice the voice, and I was like, that's weird. So I was really excited when I found that out. I was like, oh my God, I did notice those parts. I just didn't, like, put two and two together. So April, do you want to do, like, a synopsis, or?
Okay. So basically, you have these two sisters, Sam and Tara, and it turns out that Sam is the biological daughter of Billy Loomis. He may or may not have been aware that he knocked somebody up in high school.
Yeah.
And so when she's a teenager, she discovers her mother's diaries and finds out who her father really is. She goes and confronts her mother, at which point her, like, stepdad overhears this. It breaks up the marriage. And so she starts, you know, becoming a bad girl.
Yeah.
And as soon as she hits 18, she gets out of town. And the younger sister, who is biologically her parents' child, never really knows what happened.
Yeah.
So there's this rift between them, you know, years pass. And now her sister, Tara, is home alone. And she gets attacked, and everybody calls everybody and be like, hey, you know, Ghostface is back. And they try to solve the mystery. And then you start finding out that all of the first girl, Tara's friends, are related somehow to all of the original people or sequel people from the other Scream movies. And then you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But Courtney Cox, David Arquette, Nev Campbell, they all come back. Mm-hmm. So they try to solve who did. Oh, people die, of course.
Yeah.
And in the end, a lot more people survive than should have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sort of surprised by that.
But, you know, the killers, there's two of them. They both die. We got to wait and see if they're dead. Well, one of them's for sure dead.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
Before we say who the killers are, did you guys guess who the killers were?
No, not really.
I knew there was going to be two of them.
Yeah.
You always suspect the boyfriend, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought something mm-hmm. was up with that. And the friends, honestly, I thought all of them could be it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did think of the girl, but I wasn't I wasn't sold on it.
So I had one.
Uh-huh.
I was like, especially during like half the movie, like we'd already seen half of it. I was like, oh, for sure, it's this person. And then I had it narrowed down to two of the other people.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's one of them. I don't know which one,
mm-hmm.
but they're both shady. It's one of them. And then I was correct. And I'm still not 100% sold that it's not the other one as well.
See, I at one point thought it could have been three of them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a sort of conspiracy theory involved in that as well. But I'll wait till you reveal it because I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay, awesome.
But for now.
So, one thing I didn't put two and two together until later.
Mm-hmm.
The person who plays Wes, his name is Wes.
Yeah. I didn't realize that till the end credits.
I was like, oh, his name is Wes. And he, I'm just going to spoil it. He dies.
Yeah.
So they can have a party for Wes Craven.
Yeah.
As like a goodbye to Wes.
Yeah, and I was like, tribute.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Like, oh.
At the end, when the credits roll, they're like, for Wes. And I'm like, Wes Craven? Did he die? And then we looked it up, and I was like, I didn't even know that he died.
Yeah, I knew he died, but I didn't, like, he was probably my favorite character. And when he died, I was like, no.
My favorite character was Mindy. I had such high hopes for her.
I do love Mindy. She was great.
My favorite was Richie.
Oh.
I thought he was hilarious. I just thought he had like the best one-liners.
True.
I was like, yeah.
But, you know.
I was like, oh. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, his character kind of reminds me of the friend in the second Scream movie. Who's the killer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That guy. Like, he just has all the one-liners, has all the looks, all the...
Yeah.
You know, but so I was sitting on the edge of my seat every time they opened a door and it blocked your view. I was like, oh, he's going to die. Oh, he's going to die. Oh, he's going to die.
Yeah. I was getting frustrated. I was like, are you going to kill him already?
My sister just kept laughing at me because I was like, oh, here it is. Oh.
Yeah. Like, so... finally, I was like, okay, so they're waiting for him to open the door and see his dead mother and then kill him.
Yeah.
And then he closed the door. And I'm like, I need that. And then, of course, he died. But I was like, I needed that closure. I needed him. First of all, the sheriff's death, I think, was the best death.
That was like aggressive.
Out in the open, in the front lawn. Yeah, broad daylight. Oh, That was the best one,
yeah,
definitely, because he's not hiding in the shadows.
So all the other movies, when there's killers,
mm-hmm.
almost all the time you can kind of see who it could be based on, like, stature, height, whatever. Mm-hmm. One of the killers, I was like, I just don't believe it. I don't believe it, but I guarantee you she's the one that killed the sheriff.
Yeah, she's
Fighter.
She
was a passionate killer.
Yeah, for sure. But I gotta say, Tara is probably my favorite. I'm sad that she wasn't the main girl because of the two sisters. Mm-hmm. I liked her the most. And that girl got grit. Like even.
Yeah, I thought she was great.
Completely like bandaged up again for the third time. Mm-hmm. She's still kicking some ass.
I thought she would have been the third killer.
I thought so too.
You know, because same, it's like,
exactly.
I was thinking it was her, especially when they're going to untie her in the closet. I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. She's the third one.
Yeah.
Because it made perfect sense.
See, okay. I thought that too, but I was like, no, it's that other girl. I can't think of her name, but the one with the crazy ass eyes.
Mm.
I still think that she could have been the third one, but you know, hey, I could be wrong. So anybody have any favorite parts?
My favorite part was when Mindy was watching her uncle and telling him to turn around.
But then she did turn around.
That's only after Ghostface spoke to her.
Yeah.
So that was so meta.
It was like, how much more meta can you get? It's like someone watching a person, and it's just like three times over.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I loved that part when the sheriff was murdered. Oh, when David Arquette, like, okay, one thing I missed from David Arquette's death is I really wanted,
spoiler alert,
I really wanted him, Dewey, I really wanted him to take off her mask,
yeah,
and not us see the audience, but let him at least see who the killer was before he died.
Yeah.
I felt that needed to happen for his character. He never got that closure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He deserved it to get it. Because I feel like he's always defended Gail and Sydney. Like, he puts his life in front, like, behind everyone else's. So just for him to just know who at least is going to make him come to his demise would have been nice.
Yeah.
So I had two favorite parts.
Okay.
One is when the two girls go to the basement to get the beer. And they're like, well, you could be the killer. Well, you could be the killer. That whole conversation was great.
Yes.
And I was like, I think it could be one of you two. I was pretty sure it wasn't Mindy, but I was like, that Amber, something about her I don't like. Mm-hmm. She's crazy. The other one had crazy eyes, but she seemed crazy. And then I also loved when they're all sitting around and Dewey first shows up and he's like, how long have you known this guy? You 6 months. Well, clearly he's probably the killer. Like, just that whole thing with the kids was great. Mm-hmm. I loved it. How about you, Grace? What was your favorite?
I think I had like bits that were great. Like, I thought the opening scene was done really well.
Yeah.
But then I actually think the little Easter eggs about who the killers were actually my favorite, because in retrospect, if I were to watch it again, it'd be like, oh, that was smart. And I like how Scream is smart and how that all connects. So, like, are we allowed to, like, even though it's, like, we can say spoilers, are we allowed to say, like, who the killers are now?
Yeah.
Right. So after him and Sam went to Dewey's trailer, that he turns around, even though he's never seen the films, he was always much nicer in the movies. It's like, hold on a minute. I thought you've never seen him before.
Oh,
like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it's just like little bits like that. I'm like, oh, it was like daring in a way, because I mean, if you don't know who it is, so many things are being thrown at you when you're watching Scream. You couldn't work it out, but still, I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, so I thought it was the boyfriend automatically.
Exactly.
As soon as we saw him, I thought it was him. But I wasn't 100% sure. But when I finally decided it was definitely him was when they were at the hospital and right before Dewey dies, I was like, that guy didn't die.
No.
The killer came, just grazed him. He's fine. He didn't die. I was like, okay, no, he has to be one of the killers, because the only time that you don't die apart from Tara is when you're the killer.
Yeah, and he would have finished him off with a quick stab.
Yeah, I was like, nope, he has to be the killer. I even turned to my sister and I was like, he has to be the killer. Because I go, why is he there? No one told him to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was like, so clearly he has to be the killer. you know.
But it's like, I think there's something, at that point in time, I didn't think he was the killer. I don't know why, I just kept pushing it away. But now that I think about it, and I've only just like sort of clocked on as you said that, if I'm correct, when Tara opens the door, she hits Richie with the phone, mm-hmm. like that she was holding. Didn't Stu get hit in the phone by Billy, like when they were revealing who the killer was at the end of the original Scream? Oh my gosh, now, see, this is what I mean. It's so like, I don't know, so thought through.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, and also Richie mm-hmm. and Amber give each other a look at one point before they're revealed that they're the killers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was like, it has to be them. It has to be. But I still thought it could be Crazy Eye girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Which
we have Liz. That's her name.
Liz, yeah. Liz. We haven't talked about Chad. And he is great. I loved Chad as well. And his little talking to his girlfriend, Liz, and she finally wants to have sex with him. And they're making out on the couch. And he goes, well, but I'm not like 100% sure you're not the killer. He's like, I'm about like 99% sure, but let's just, you know, like not right now. Cause like, I don't know if it's you. And she gets mad. And I was just like, that's great. That was hilarious.
You know what was missing from that scene? I wanted the virgin talk.
Yes, I thought so too. I was waiting for that.
I was like, listen, I kind of need to stay as a virgin, or like, listen, I'm not a virgin, so I can't take my chances or something with
that
the word.
Yeah, because that would have been great. Because I feel like that's like the one rule, like that's the biggest rule, is you're not supposed to have sex.
Yep. So I feel if he was, obviously he died. So if they were going to kill him, Chad didn't die?
No. No, oh, he was supposed to die.
That's right.
He was actually supposed to die. But just like in the first one, mm-hmm. when they really liked Dewey, they kept him alive. Mm. So he actually was supposed to die. But they decided that they liked him so much that they're keeping him.
Ah, okay.
Which means to me there has to be a second one. Because there would be no reason to keep him if there isn't.
Mm-hmm. And Mindy as well.
Yes.
Oh. I mean, we've got so many
that
have been introduced.
Love it.
Oh, I thought she was great.
Was there any parts that you were like, okay, so before the movie came out, I had heard that theories that Stu was still alive.
I was waiting for that too.
Yeah. So like technically they said that they never saw him die.
He's just getting woozy.
Yeah, well, he got hit by the TV, right? He got electrocuted, but they never showed that he was actually dead. Mm-hmm. And so there's a theory that he's still alive. And I was like, okay, so I was ready for him to be on. And I'd seen him go through press tours and stuff for the movie. So I was like, he must be there. And then when we saw that, Sam was seeing her dead father, I was like, oh, then Matthew Lillard must be in this movie. And so now that that didn't happen, I was like, damn it. But maybe he'll come back for another one. But I did hear a theory that he was the one that killed Dewey.
So we do have a third killer?
Yeah. They said that it was all set up by Stu and that he was the one that killed him. And that's why he said it was an honor to kill you.
I love that.
I do too.
The frame fits better.
That's why Dewey should have at least seen the face.
Yeah.
If they're going to,
But then I heard that he could come back for the next one and have like a redemption arc and help the kids solve the murder and not be the murderer. So I don't know which one I'd rather it be. Him being the bad guy and actually the one that killed Dewey, or him getting out of jail and being a good guy. I don't know which one I want.
I think it's going to be like a 50-50 of possibility, because it could be like he's annoyed at everyone just not taking him seriously as the killer and everyone remembering Billy and not him.
Yeah.
So he wants to like come back, or he's been like, because his always motive was peer pressure, he just went along with it. He'd be like, yeah, I was just a stupid like kid.
Yeah.
I've grown up now. So it's very possible either.
So real world problem though, obviously
he had to have friends and or family in the hospital, in the morgue, to fake his death?
Well, what they're saying is that he was alive and he got arrested.
Oh, okay.
And it's been in jail this whole time. It's been 25 years. You can get out after 25 years, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Might get a new identity as well, how big it is.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I saw is that Kirby is still alive. Because she didn't die in the last movie. So they actually showed her being interviewed about the Stab movies on one of
the clips.
On his phone, on Richie's phone, when he's like on YouTube watching other stuff.
Yeah, like the recommended.
Yeah, you'll see like a little thing and it shows Kirby on there being interviewed. And I was like, oh, maybe she'll come back. She was one of my favorite characters. So I hope that she comes back. And the other girl is still alive, the killer from the fourth movie.
Mm-hmm. So, Jill.
Yeah, Jill.
I like Jill.
So it's like, who could be the next killer?
Okay, so let's skip to the end. Things that I wanted to happen.
Okay.
I feel like Sam being schizophrenic and seeing her father.
I could have done
without
that.
They kind of threw it in there, but then I feel they didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get that.
The hospital scene when she's like, oh, I've been attacked. Just believe her.
Yeah.
I felt like maybe she imagined that and it didn't really happen.
Yeah.
But apparently it did happen. Mm-hmm. So at the end, when she sees her dad again, I was like, oh, she's going to go full metal psychosis. And just like, and she did. She did like, ooh.
She was stabbing, man.
She Lizzie Borden that dude, right?
Yeah.
But I wanted her then to turn around and kill everyone. So this is what I wanted in the end, right? So our original plot line was always going to be that Sydney did all of this, right?
Really?
I thought that's what they were doing, that the two guys were going to survive or something.
Oh.
And so then, so then in this one, they were going to redo it again and be like, okay, you're going to be the hero, but we're going to make you the crazy person.
Yeah.
And I would have liked the actual completion of the original storyline where she does survive. She goes crazy and then becomes the new killer, kind of like in Saw.
I mean, hey, you never know what Stab 6 Scream 6 might hold.
Because she's clearly, like, if you get her off her meds, I mean.
True.
She must feel the family legacy.
Well, I heard that they purposely didn't show us her mom. Or their dad.
I kept waiting for that reveal.
And, you know, the mom is really pissed at Sydney because she killed the love of her life.
Yep.
So.
Ooh, that'd be actually a really good idea. We should write the next one. Make it
like, there's so much that can be done.
Yeah.
But I wanted it all now.
Well, like, I agree with some of the reviews I heard that they were like, There has to be something more than just, oh, the movies made us do it, or, you know, like they need to come up with something really, really good as to why the people are doing this. But, you know, in the second one, it was because her baby boy was killed and the other one just loves horror movies. I don't remember why the friend was helping, but he met Mrs. Loomis and... Mm-hmm. They decided to do this. So, you know, maybe something like that, like revenge kill because you killed my baby boy. Maybe something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed in the motive. I was like, oh, okay. Plus also, age gap in the romance between Amber and Richie or what?
Yeah.
No one brought that
up. She's like 16, just probably. Yeah. And he's like 24, 25. That's a bit. Freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, agreed.
I mean,
As a person that lurks on these websites, I mean, you can get really emotionally attached to somebody you've never met over something you obsess over. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're like together.
Yeah, I definitely feel like she had more of an interest in him than he had in her.
Yeah,
for sure. She kept calling him bait.
Yeah.
And now I think about it, you made a good point, like, because maybe he's using her to, like, string along. Yeah, mm-hmm. I might blame it on you if I get caught, worst case.
Yeah.
You're a bit psycho, anyway. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was using her because she lives in that town.
And yeah, that she lives in the house,
for God's sake.
Yeah.
That is quite heavy, to be honest. But what I didn't get is, how on earth did I miss something, genuinely? How did they know that Sam was Billy's daughter?
Oh, because her mom
is a drunk,
and she just tells people.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, thanks for clearing that up for me, because I've been flat here all day.
It could have been one of those open secrets among the adults, you know, and then one of the kids overheard, and maybe that's how she found out.
Could they be. Like to gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It was, the more I listened or the more I watched the reviews, the more into the movie I got. And they were saying, like, people are saying, oh, it's crap. Like, you know, it doesn't have the same feel the first one. He goes, this is exactly what the movie was trying to say, that there are fandoms and you need to do this for the fans. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what they're doing, because now you have people doing the same thing that they're doing in the movies. So it's like so meta, I guess, or reverse meta.
What I loved about this film so much is that they're having the same conversations that regular people have, which is the exact same thing that happened in the first Scream. They're having those same teenage conversations, because as teenagers, you have all this time to think and talk.
Yeah.
And so your imagination can go wild. And I loved how it was not trying to be like the original, but it took from it the best parts.
Yeah.
You know?
I do feel like it kind of was rushed a little bit more than the pacing. I do feel the pacing was a little bit not up to snuff of the other movies. Mm-hmm. There was kind of a little bit of lulls here and there. But when they did have a kill, it kept me on the edge of my seat every time.
Those were good kills, dude.
So good.
They were some of the best kills out of the franchise, to be honest. They've really hit like home with some of those. They're so graphic,
so good
as well,
so slashy.
When she burns up, I was like, she turned that on. I was like, someone's getting set on fire, and then she got set up. I was like, oh my god, it was great.
I do feel she lit up a bit too fast.
Yeah. My thing is why isn't Sydney and Gail wearing Kevlar vests? Like, how has that not become a part of their everyday wardrobe?
Standard.
I can see that for Sydney. She had more time to pack.
Yeah.
Gail probably came straight from the studio.
I mean, Gail's getting punched in the street, all sorts of stuff. Like, she should just be prepared all the time. Just always have your Kevlar vest on.
I thought one of them was going to die. I thought it was going to be Courtney.
I did,
or too. Gail, whatever.
I thought Sydney would
Gail should have died instead of Dewey. Just saying. I don't know. I am a Gail fan, right? Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But when I look at it now, I'm like, I'm really going to miss them in the next, like, well, if there is going to be an off film. But I've got a feeling they're not going to bring the legacy characters back in the next one. That's why they left so many alive. I don't know.
Well,
it's all got to be decided.
Sydney can't die because
she's Sydney.
She can't die. And between Gail and Dewey, what is going to make you more upset? It's going to be Dewey. So
No. But okay. True. But you could have killed Gail in this movie, and then he could avenge her in the next movie.
But he's the lovable one. Like his death was the.
It did hurt a lot.
Yeah. And at insult to injury, when he's like, this was an honor. Just like, no. Oh, that hurt.
It was like a right, like, stab to the audience in a way. It really was. But like, I mean, fair play that they pulled it off. A lot of people wouldn't have gone there. Yeah. So
it was so great. The whole, everything was great. I loved it. The only death I hated was, besides Dewey, obviously, mm-hmm. was poor Wes. Because I was like, oh, he didn't stand a chance.
Mm-hmm. No, not really.
I guess the death that didn't matter to me was like that summer fling dude. Did they ever come up with a good excuse? Yeah. Was he just convenient?
Well, he was related to Stu.
He was like Stu's nephew.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it was a bit like, I don't know. I was like, okay, cool. I think it just raised the numbers for like the news and stuff.
Yeah. I'm excited to get it on DVD and see the extras because I heard there was some stuff that was cut out and I kind of want to see what that's about. But I thoroughly enjoyed this movie.
I do find the excuse that Amber and Richie gave as perfectly valid.
Yeah.
Like they're obsessed and they want to do their fantasies.
Yeah.
So I did find their excuse completely valid.
Well, and plus, you know, when franchises change from what they started with, it can be really annoying. I don't think I would ever kill about it, but I could see where some people would be that angry.
Oh, yes.
I mean, like, I'm sitting here like being like, oh, no, I don't get it, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, I mean, I like to like read a lot of true crime stuff. And there are people that have done similar things like stupidness, really, and they've gone like and killed their own family and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, it happened. And to be honest, if you were to put it this way, if Wes Craven were to have made Scream 5, he would. What else could have he done different? I think he would have done the same. It seems like a natural sort of direction that the film was going in to have, like it about toxic fandoms and stuff.
Yeah.
I do hope that somebody goes crazy and snaps in the next movie. Like, you really need that. Like, these people are strong, but not everyone is strong.
Yeah.
I need somebody to spiral out of control or depression or something.
I bet Mindy or Chad, one of those two will have some kind of something. I mean, how is he still alive? I don't get it. And I kept thinking, none of you have tried to kick the person between the legs.
Wes. I was like, just kick him away. Kick him.
The girls would have kicked the living shit out of this person already. Like, none of the guys tried any of that. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude.
And his mum is like the sheriff, for God's sake.
She
was completely caught off guard. That was such a good dub. Yeah,
that's so true. Good. I mean, I think it would have made more sense for him to be a bit more like still, like how he was, if he would have saw his mum, he had a quick glimpse.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of like, you know, it like shocks you, like still. But at the same time, if I was faced with Ghostface, I can't say that. I'd be like kicking in, doing all sorts. But you do just sort of freeze.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Man, it was so good. Like, the more I think about it, the more I like it. And I kind of want to see it again.
To catch all the little bits.
See it again.
Oh, yeah. In one of the parts, when Tara is at the hospital and she's watching TV, it's an episode of Dawson's Creek that Scott Foley was on, who played one of the killers. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's so good. They are so thoughtful in how they do stuff in these movies. Like, so,
I think they thought
good.
Of everything.
They really do. But the only thing that doesn't make sense, have you ever seen a hospital that desolate?
No.
And all of these movies are the same.
And
way.
Not only that, they were like, if you want, we can move you to a private floor.
I said, no.
I was like, first of all, you're out in the country. This is probably the only hospital in the area. How are you going to clear out a whole floor for Miss Murder Girl?
Yeah, I was like, why the hell would you want to be even more private? No, I would want to be in like the thick of things, have a roommate, something.
Yeah, like that was, that hospital stay, visit, whatever, that didn't make sense at all.
And the guards kept leaving. Mm-hmm. I was like, you have one
that
job.
That didn't make sense.
It's to
that
watch
didn't make sense.
This they were girl. Like,
it was the sheriff.
And?
Yep.
I mean, geez.
Yeah, but the security guard got killed.
Yeah.
So.
But like, where's all the nurses?
Yeah.
Like, where's the receptionist?
Well, like, they're on the you? Other floors with the other patients. Oh my God.
But even when she was down there, she still got attacked. And there was like no one there. Mm-hmm. Where are all the people at the hospital? Hospitals are bustling.
I cannot explain.
This is a hospital I've never seen before. Right. Only in TV shows. Mm-hmm. And I go, no wonder why these people always die. They're always in dark ass rooms, not looking around.
Oh, so when she went into that room, I was like, bitch, why did you not close the door and lock it,
right?
Then pick up the phone?
Right?
Yeah. You know, at least.
Yeah, try and barricade it.
Yeah, like at least close it and have your back to it, then pick up the phone, which the phone was very conveniently next to the door.
Yeah. I was just like, good Lord. Mm-hmm. I was just screaming. I was like yelling at these people. I was like, you're so stupid. Why?
I mean, I could see like Randy just like turning over in his grave at some of the mistakes that were made.
So when Chad is running, I was like, leave the phone, drop the phone, drop the phone. And then he stops, realizes he has the phone on him, and he throws the phone. I was like, no, you idiot. You throw it behind you, not in front of you.
Call 911.
Oh, yeah.
Call 911. Mm-hmm. You know the killer is there. Fucking call 911.
Another part I thought was so unbelievable was the house phone. I was like, yeah, I know, but a house
Yeah, the
phone?
Landline.
Yeah. I was like, who answers a house phone?
Nobody does. Like, the last few people that had house phones that I've known, it was just an answering machine.
Yeah.
For the, you know, spam callers. Nobody picked it up.
Oh, and
no.
Amber could have just brought the inhaler to the vehicle.
Not only that, one of them who could walk could have gone in there,
right?
Got the inhaler and come out.
Yeah. I was just
like, I don't know why they all had to go in.
And she had to personally go look for it.
Yeah. I was like, you're on crutches. Like, you could barely get to the car. No, Amber could bring it to you. You call her, say, hey, can you bring out that inhaler? I understand you're having a party, but we're here and we're trying to get the fuck out of town. Can you bring me down my inhaler?
Not only that, but I would obviously, for the killers, yes, you want to clear out the house. But if you're not the killer, you do not want to clear out the house. You want to like have people there.
Yeah. I was like, Sam, you're doing all the stupid things. No, you should have more people. So less of you are going to get killed.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
I would
have. Someone would be able to call or something then as well.
Yeah.
Another scene I just remembered is I wished there was like a camera in the living room recording Mindy watching her uncle. And then later in the next movie comes out on YouTube. Like, yeah, I fucked up. Like, here's my Ring camera.
I wonder if the next one will be like TikTok inspired. You know, like.
That could
seen
work.
Videos of people killing people or something. I don't know. Something crazy.
Yeah.
Doing it live.
That would actually be really good.
TikTok.
Because so many houses have cameras inside.
Because I guarantee you when they wrote this, there probably wasn't TikTok yet.
No, there was, but they probably were like, that's maybe too much.
Well, I mean, the last one was done in 2011, so I'm sure.
No, this film, I thought you meant.
I know. I did. But what I was saying is, I bet this movie was like conceived way before TikTok was thought of.
Either way, these films are constantly rewritten.
True.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't part of the plot point then.
But it needs to be now.
Yeah, I think it definitely will play a part. I'm excited. I'm excited for Scream 6 because I know it's going to happen. And if Stu isn't in it, I'm going to be mad. Or if Kirby isn't in it.
I want to see Kirby. Yes. I thought she was like one of the best from Scream 4.
Oh,
100%.
Hell yeah.
I just need more death.
She was just about as kick-ass as Tara. Tara won.
Yeah, I mean,
if I had to pick somebody,
I like Tara.
She was great.
What upset me about Tara is when she finds out the truth and she gets mad at Sam.
Yeah.
I'm like,
how can you be mad at her? Like, this is your first reaction. You know, you can't help how you react the first time.
Yeah.
But like, Sam was not at all understanding.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So,
I mean, did anyone else think, like, you know how it was known that they were going to have to somehow bring the legacy characters back in? They're all sort of related to one another, whatever. Did you ever think in the opening scene, is that Sydney's daughter? Is Tara Sydney's daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. No. And I don't know. I thought I would have liked it. But I like Tara, so I'm glad she lived.
So I don't like previews. So I only knew that this movie existed. I had no idea who was in it. So yeah. Anytime I saw a legacy character, I was like, oh my God, like I didn't think they would bring back Sydney. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. So that was just her part. She's not going to be in the movie. They just did the little, and then she shows up and I'm like, oh my God. Like when I saw Gail on TV, I was like, she's in New York. She's just going to stay there. And then she comes into town. And so, no, I was not aware of anything at all.
You missed out. No,
no, it was a nice surprise.
I was too excited. I have to. This is why I can't wait. I have no self-control.
I mean, neither. I went as soon as I heard the trailer was out. I was like, hell yeah. And I went and watched it. So I was so excited.
So does that house really exist?
I think so.
Yeah, you can go visit it.
Is it like a bed and breakfast? Stay there. Oh, we should do that. Where is it?
I think it was like as part of like a special thing to promote the film. But I remember it coming out sometime last year, like, oh, you can book an overnight stay at the house. But you know, I don't know if that's still a thing.
The only thing I hate that they didn't do in this movie was the double door thing. You know,
Yeah.
How they had the doors, but hey. Mm-hmm. It's what it is.
Oh my God, we can go to the tour of the houses. They have a Golden Girls house that we were going to stay at for my friend's birthday.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic happened.
Of course.
So, and then now with Betty White, I'm sure that's completely booked.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So.
But I definitely like this movie. And Mark, I don't know if you guys remember that Sydney is married to. Yeah. From Scream 3, that's the detective, Mark. Mm. Did you remember that?
No.
It was Patrick Dempsey. So I was like, oh my God, that's who Mark is. Yes, yes.
I'm glad they got together. Like, I'm glad she had an ending.
I know, it's great.
Nice.
Just, oh, it was so good.
I'm still mad, though. They gave me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted more. I stand by my statement.
It was so good. I really enjoyed it. I can't wait for the next one.
If there was only one thing you could change, what would it be?
Oh.
Or something to add?
It would either be not killing Dewey or having Stu in the movie. Those are the only two things.
What about you,
Chris? Having Stu in the movie, I was actually waiting for him to show up. Even like just before like the credits rolled, I was like, is he going to show up? Is there going to be something? I don't know. I was convinced, literally convinced. But it is what it is.
For me, it would be Dewey seeing who the killer is. And now that you've mentioned Stu, for it later to be revealed that it was Stu.
Yeah. I'm so excited. It's just like every time another one of these comes out, it sucks me right back in. Like, I love them. Mm-hmm. I love them so much. They're so much better than
the best.
Yeah. Any other horror franchise. I think these are definitely the best.
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think Scream was actually the first like proper film, like horror film I ever watched. But I remember even going back. So, you know, like, I know you mentioned it last time, but, you know, remember Scary Movie, how they use, like, the Ghostface mask?
Yeah.
Well, Scary Movie is, like, the first film I remember watching that wasn't a kid's film. And it was, like, my mum was out of town. It was just my dad. He didn't really care. So, I was, like, yeah, you can watch that. And so, it's, like, I've always just been, not obsessed, but, like, pretty much obsessed with it. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even born when the film came out. So, I don't know. I think it beats Jason, Michael, Pinhead. I think it beats them all. And I know that's like quite brave to say, but it's true.
Oh, I agree. Like, I think because it has the humor, but it also has the scares, and
it's a smart suspense. Film. Yes. It's a smart film that you don't realize you have to think about.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what
made it different.
Uh-huh.
And I do hope that, that they change it up and, you know, maybe it's revealed that there were three, or maybe there will be three in the next one, or just one. Like, completely change it.
Mm-hmm. Just to, besides, like, three, it's always been two characters, hasn't it? There have been the villains.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think it'd be interesting to have it change a little. And I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I need more death.
So when the next one comes out, should all three of us get back together and do this again?
Yes.
Definitely.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's so much fun. I enjoy this. I'm so excited we got to do this, and
we'll have a sleepover at the Scream house.
Whoa. I'll try and fly like 9 hours or whatever. Enjoy.
Book your ticket now.
Dude, you can't even book anything with the pandemic. It's like, it's canceled. You can't leave the country.
Sucks.
We'll figure it out.
we'll make this happen. But I'm excited. Was there anything else you guys had about the movie? Any last thoughts? I did like that they had trivia for Stab in the Scream movie. And I was getting the answers right. I don't know about anybody else, but that was exciting.
Oh, yeah, at the beginning.
and to see who was cast in the other Stab movies was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's sort of been like meant to like Tori Spelling and stuff and Luke Wilson. And to see them actually, I was like, it's so, I mean, I know we keep saying it, but it's just so meta. It's by the book, really.
Yeah.
I guess another thing now that you mentioned the beginning is I do miss having a famous person at the beginning, though. Yeah. But they had so many famous people, so I guess.
Yeah.
There's one more thing as well when you're ready.
I always love when they do like those fake beginnings. Those were awesome.
Title comes up.
Yeah. And what were you going to say, Grace?
So do you remember when there was like Ghostface asked Tara, what's her favorite scary movie? And she goes, like, oh, I don't really like him. I like elevated horror, like the Babadook and stuff. I thought that was like a nice little nod, because I don't know about you, but I've had conversations with people when I say I like horror and they're like, oh, well, I like horror, but I like horror films like The Witch and like The Lighthouse, not the other horror, like not that horror, as in like slasher films and Friday the 13th and stuff. And I'm just like, you sound so snobby. And then she was like, oh, because it like creates like a politically enamored narrative with mother-daughter relationships. And I'm just like, I can tell that they put that in there, like just taking the mick out of people that think that way, that it's elevated, as it said.
Yeah.
I thought I liked that. Because as Scream's moved on, so has the times, and so has genres, and so has commentary within the genres, and it's kept up to date rather than repeating everything that's already been done.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of, like, the sophisticated horror, I guess. Like, I like it down and dirty and Scream and, you know, just slasher films in general. I guess I'm like more of the campy kind. I don't know.
I like everything. The problem is stopping me to watch it.
Yeah.
I can't make myself, like I said, I don't watch TV, movies, anything at home. I'm just on my YouTube.
Yeah.
And sometimes those videos, I don't even finish them because they're too long. So I go to TikTok. So I have a short attention span. So, you do. Theaters is so much easier because there's nothing there to distract me.
Yeah.
But like when we're
watching, I get you.
When we're watching films here, like if it starts to even slow down a little bit, there goes my phone.
Yeah.
You know,
we're going to have to start collecting phones and putting them in a lockbox or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, once you can get me watching it, like I enjoy all kinds of things. It's just stopping me.
Yeah.
And sitting me down. April, you have to watch this.
That's why we're going to go spend some time in a drive-in theater and
yes.
watch some stuff.
All right.
Because man, I missed it. I loved it. I hate that you're not allowed to bring outside food and drink because that was our
fun. Are you not?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I thought you did.
God. We did, but we're not supposed to.
Oh, right.
When that attendant came up to our car, I was like, fuck, we got caught. Like, how did they know?
Oh my God. Okay, so Sarah, they borrowed their dad's car.
Yeah.
And they couldn't turn off the fog lights.
It was the running lights, and they stay on permanently. And we found a video on how to turn them off, and we did. And they still wouldn't come off. Like, it said off, and we put off, and it would not come off. So we're like, what the hell?
They put trash bags on their lights.
Hey, it worked. It worked. But when that guy came up to our car, we're like, oh, shit. Because it sounded like they were going to search our vehicle is kind of what he was making it sound like for a second there. And I was like, how did they know? We totally snuck in food. But, you know, but then we ended up buying stuff. Well, I don't normally, in like a normal movie, I will buy a drink or candy or whatever. But at the drive-in, I was like, that's what you do. You bring your own stuff. Plus, we just had COVID. So I wasn't about to go stand in line with a bunch of people trying to buy a drink.
Yeah, we didn't know if we would have to go to there or, like, I didn't even know you can get the food delivered to your car.
Yeah.
Until we were messing with the website.
And it was $4 for a Pepsi, a 20-ounce Pepsi, which
no
I don't
ice.
Even, yeah, I don't even like Pepsi anyways. And then it was a
Dr. Pepper.
$3 to bring it to us.
They charged to bring it to us?
Yes.
Dude, I tipped. I wouldn't have tipped if they were going to charge us.
They charged $3 for that, plus a service fee, plus tax. And then also you add a tip on top of that. Yeah, so it was...
Dude, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it was $20-something dollars for a bottle of water, a bottle of Pepsi. I got a funnel cake, which was $5, and my sister got this s'mores bar that was a dollar less than mine and about a quarter of the size.
I paid like $32. We got mini corn dogs. Jennifer got like chili cheese fries. We got two drinks. I got popcorn. Yeah. And the popcorn didn't even have butter.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. $32 for that stuff.
My popcorn
is... one thing I love about America. They have butter on popcorn over there.
Apparently not. Yes.
But we don't have that here.
Popcorn with butter is amazing.
When I went to America when I was younger, and I went to Boston, and we thought, do you remember that film Limitless, the Bradley Cooper one?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And they had like a butter machine in the like the foyer, and I was losing my mind at it. I was just overwhelmed because I've never seen anything like that before in my entire life. And that the way the like sweets and stuff and the like biscuits were in like cardboard boxes.
Yeah,
that's fascinating to me.
Like, you know,
I literally. Oh God.
Yeah, when it comes to candy, you can get like four boxes for $4 at any store. But in the movie theater, it's like, what, $5,
yeah.
$4, $3.70?
Yeah, it's the
same damn thing. It's like, what in the world? They're like, that's how we make our money.
I just love it.
Well,
I think American cinemas are great, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I love movie theater popcorn. That's the best. And unfortunately, I can't have it, but I love it. It's so good. But all right. Well, thank you so much, Grace, for coming on here. Where can people find you?
Right. So the best place is Instagram, and it's film_overload_. And via that, if you click the link in my bio, it's got the company that I write for, Dead Northern, and then my own personal blog where I just put up reviews and analysis. And then it's got my Etsy shop on there, which I've been a bit slow on it, put up paintings based on film.
Yes, I have looked at your stuff. It's awesome.
Thank you.
And do you have your Scream review up on your blog?
Yes, that's up on the Dead Northern link.
Okay.
And it is a bit spoilerific. But not too much.
Well, if they listen to this, then they already are up to date.
Yes, they got to the end of this. Good luck. You can play one it spoiler free.
Well, awesome. Well, it's always a blast to have you on, and I look forward to having you on for the next version of this movie.
Yeah, bring it.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. It was great.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And April, where can they find us?
Two Chicks Talking Flicks over on the Instagram.
You can also find us at twochickstalkingflicks@gmail.com.
We now have a TikTok, Two Chicks Talking Flicks.
And that's about it.
Yeah. Toodles.
Bye.
This episode was produced by Two Chicks Talking Flicks. Our theme music was produced by Michael Giravani. If you've enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, rate, and review. Toodles!